With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House says President Biden is not dropping out of the race. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says two reports about the president weighing his options in the coming days are false. The New York Times and CNN say Biden talked with a key ally about concerns over convincing the public he's up for the job after his shaky debate performance. Political party leaders in Britain made their final appeals to voters on the last day of campaigning Wednesday.
It is basically the Conservatives' closing message that, as it stands, Labour are going to win and going to win big. And so Rishi Sunak will be using that supermajority language as he campaigns in the southeast of England to try to win back Conservative waverers, almost pitching the Conservatives as a strong opposition rather than as a potential party getting a fifth term in government, which is what they would get if they win this general election. So you end up in this funny position where Labour are basically the only party here saying that a Labour victory isn't inevitable. It's all a bit shaken up.
Also at SRNnews.com, like Palestinians in the Gaza Strip at the hands of terror group Hamas, the UN says humanitarian agencies in Sudan have faced looting on an industrial scale since the beginning of the war between the army and Rapid Support Force.
The Rapid Support Forces have captured large areas of Sudan from the army, including much of Darfur. A senior UN official says in almost all of these RSF-controlled areas, there's been systematic looting of aid. The UN says there has been an increase in the number of lorries crossing the Chadian border into Darfur. But the fighting's gone on now for almost 15 months, and every day the Sudanese state continues to collapse. The military generals on both sides have prioritised winning the war over the well-being of the population. Aid agencies say a famine is now inevitable in Sudan, with 25 million people urgently needing food assistance.
This is SRN News. San Francisco has wrapped up Gay Pride Month, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
And possibly some illegal acts. The city's Pride Parade might be the biggest in the U.S., and multiple observers say it featured nudity before crowds that included children and other acts that cannot be described here. Numerous individual reports and cell phone footage posted on the web seem to depict violations of law at the parade. Ironically, the FBI and ATF were represented at the event. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The only three Republican women in the South Carolina State Senate helped Democrats derail a total abortion ban last year. Now, GOP primary voters have booted all three out of office. Voters removed the three lawmakers from office during primaries last month. Republican Senate Majority Leader Shane Massey says the three women were guilty of repeatedly sticking a finger in the eye of a lot of conservative people. This is SRN News. Tesla's global sales fell for the second straight quarter, despite price cuts and low-interest financing offers.
It's another sign of weakening demand for the company's products and electric vehicles overall. The Austin, Texas company says it sold nearly 444,000 vehicles from April through June. That's down 4.8% from 466,140 sold the same period a year ago. But the sales were better than the 436,000 that analysts had expected.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. An ingredient in soft drinks is being banned by the FDA over health concerns. The federal agency said Tuesday that starting next month, brominated vegetable oil known as BVO will no longer be allowed in food because they say it's no longer considered safe. It's used in soda to stop citrus flavoring from separating from the beverage and floating to the top of the drink. More details at SRNnews.com.